Hello, you happy people. It is Design Behind the Mask. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. You know, subscribe, do all the nice free things to make sure people hear this show. I would appreciate it. And I already appreciate you. How are you? Honestly, how are you doing? Scream it out. Scream it at the headphones or the computer you're listening to. I can hear it. Trust me. And I hope you're doing well. We did it. We got through to the network. They gave us one more episode, just one. They cleared one more episode in their, you know, budget and on their schedule for us to do a new episode of this show. And today's topic is value. Providing value. What value do you, you know, get out of certain things? How do you perceive value? Why am I talking about this? Well, in my infinite quest to understand why I'm even recording this show, I really want to provide value to whoever's listening. And I had a long, thoughtful, 2.5 year conversation with myself about said value. It's about how long the last iteration of this podcast was around. And I came out of that 2.5 year hiatus with no answer, none whatsoever. I took that break and I did a whole podcast about professional wrestling from a casual fan's point of view. And I gained good, maybe 200 subscribers on YouTube. You know, in the grand scheme of people having thousands upon thousands of followers on social media or whatever, 238 is a very modest number. To me, it was great because I always look at it. I saw a post, because that's how you get most of your thoughts these days. I saw a post that said, if you don't, you shouldn't scoff at, you know, 100 followers, because imagine trying to fit 100 people in your house and they all came to see you. They're all excited to see and hear you and see what you have to say and party with you. And that's a good reframing, right? Because the internet, these numbers just go up. You don't know who's listening or who's not. But yeah, 200 and some odd people were listening, and I said, that's cool. And then I kind of fell out of love with wrestling and didn't feel like I was providing enough value on that show to continue. So that's now on hiatus. And I'm back here trying to figure out how to provide value to you and also to myself. And I figured this would be a good topic, because it is a difficult thing to suss out, right? Having been a product designer, led product teams, a person who has ideas about things that I think would be cool for people to experience. Value is a very strange subject. Some things have very inherent value, like building a better UX for healthcare portals, right? Something that will help, you know, my aging mother, you know, understand her premiums or figure out where to find her insurance card online, you know, stuff like that. Big and easy. There's a value in that. But now I come to this podcast and I'm like, well, what value am I providing now? And last week, not to date this show, but last week, Xbox Game Pass increased its ultimate tier pricing from $20 to $30. That's a pretty big jump. It was $15 last year, and now it's $30, so that's, you know, double. So, and people were up in arms. Video game fans were up in arms. And the question of whether or not Xbox Game Pass is still the best, quote-unquote, best deal in gaming is now up for debate. And I sat, as a person who subscribes to Xbox Game Pass, I was like, well, it's time to either drop tiers or get rid of it altogether, because as a casual parent, I simply don't have the time to play games or the energy, so I can't justify the cost of Ultimate. Thus, the value has diminished. But in context of this show, I thought, well, I can provide free entertainment if only for 10 to 22 minutes at a time on this show for free, free entertainment for folks. And then you can listen to the whole back catalog for free, a free ass show. Does that equate value? I guess that depends on if you like listening to me ramble about nonsense or important topic that you may like or not. I listen to podcasts sometimes that, you know, I may not have the most interest in or knowledge of the topic, but, you know, maybe I like the hosts and I kind of stick around. So if you like my voice, maybe that's the value of this show. I'm constantly looking for value in the things that I say as a parent, like when I'm talking to my daughter, my eldest. Now she's at that age where I can, you know, have a pretty meaningful conversation with her and try to pass on some stuff. But yeah, as I move through the days, I'm always looking at like how can I provide value, whether it's at work with my team, or it's with my wife in the house, you know, providing value to, you know, helping out, doing whatever I can to help with the home and life. And then with the kids, like making sure they're set and learning things from their dad, showing interest. Complete side quest. Side quest. Have you ever just sat and talked with a child? A relatively, you know, almost preteen child. My daughter is 9. She's going on 10. She'll be 10 next year. That's not even going on. She's 9. And we're starting to have longer conversations. She's very inquisitive. And we sat today and talked about, you know, school. And she asked me questions about when I played football in high school, because she just started playing football with her friends at school. All these questions came up about various topics, and she was using this time that we were just tossing this football back and forth in the living room to just talk to her dad. And I don't know, I sat there wondering how much value she's getting out of what I'm saying. I had a moment where she said something about one of the boys at school was saying she couldn't catch a football because she had dropped it. And they had some conversation with her and another friend about how football is rough, and one of her friends said, well, if they push you, just push back. And she had this response of, I just don't want to get in trouble. I know, you know, I should push back, but I don't want to hurt anybody and I don't want to get in trouble. And the first things out of my mouth, I said, push them back. push all of them back. Push every single one back. Because you may get in trouble at school, but you're not getting in trouble with me. And that's where the buck stops. And I was like, is that good advice? Should I be telling her just rebel, start pushing people if they push her back? And then I was like, you know what? Yeah, don't put your hands on my girl. But she's out there in the world. And I don't know where I was going with that. But this is the type of tangents you will get here on Design Behind the Mask until I figure out what this show is, if at all. So yeah, value. We're back. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about. Still trying to figure out what the value of this show is. You could tell me. Tell me in the comments. Do you get any value of listening to me ramble for 10 odd minutes in a podcast that's showing up on some feed? I'd love to know. Go to the comments and let me know. Wherever you found this show, just comment back on the link and just let me know, are you getting value out of this? And be nice. If you're not, you can comment, but, you know, don't be a jerk about it. But if I am, let me know and rate the show. I would appreciate it. I have more to say on values, but, you know, it's late. I'm tired. So we'll have more conversations about this later on. But until then, hopefully the network clears us for a couple more episodes. It's week to week at this point that I'm getting cleared. So who knows? But I hope you enjoyed this brief discussion about value. and hope you got some value out of this episode. So until next time, fingers crossed, to be continued.